Kia ora and welcome back. And I'm very excited to have on the line right now lead singer of Astu Rangu, Richard, on the line. Good morning.
Morena. Thanks for having me.
So you put an album out on last week. Oh, no, I think it was Friday or one of the days.
Yeah, on Friday. Yeah, the 27th. Yeah.
First of all, congratulations. It's a great album.
Thanks so much.
And now, is it pronounced entertainment?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's missing a lot of vowels.
Yeah,
Entertainment was the vibe, yeah.
I mean, you can look at it and still read it. Like, that's what matters, I think.
Yeah, totally.
So, anyway, tell us about this album for those out there who aren't familiar with you guys. What's kind of the sound, the inspiration behind this album?
Yeah, sure thing. So, this is our debut album, so first album. We had an EP out a few years ago, but I guess in terms of the sound, the vibe of it, I guess indie rock might be the best like umbrella term. It's not. I guess we've got some often poppy sounds, sometimes noisy, sometimes dancey. There's a lot more synths in the work that we're doing at the moment. So it's kind of indie rock, synth pop, noise rock, psychedelic, anything that kind of fits under that umbrella. There's some kind of darker, denser textures in it as well, but there's also some kind of pop songs underneath it. So I kind of started off writing a lot more pop songs when I was younger, and now this is kind of, I don't know, I hate to use the term mature, but it's a little bit more intricate versions of pop styling. Yeah.
Now, you've all come from, I guess your whole band has quite a wealth of experience. You've all got history with other bands and whatnot. What was that like coming together, drawing in all this past experience from different groups? Well, did that make it like the creative process easier or harder?
Oh, it's so much easier, I'd say. With every successive project that you get involved in, I guess it just relaxes the process, and there's a lot more kind of unspoken, like kind of telepathy between everyone. They kind of assume what spot needs to go where, but also if something can be improved, people just jump in. I think going back to when starting some of the early bands when I was in high school, I think it took a long time to get to that point and iron out songs. But now, I mean, we tried two of the much longer songs or trickier songs from the album in anticipation for the tour that we're doing. And they fit together, everything sorted out in just one practice. So, yeah, there's a great sense of confidence and, I don't know, relaxness.
Now, did kind of the album end where you expected to? Like, how did the songs kind of take their own life on them and go through a bit of a journey?
Definitely, yeah. Some of the songs I wrote demos for up to 4 or 5 years ago. So they've gone through many different incarnations, lots of like, you know, voice memos on phones and trying different styles out. And so we did some demoing before making the album, and some of the songs ended up completely different. A lot more synthy, some a lot more poppy, some a lot more, I don't know, ambitious. So yeah, the songs have definitely gone on a journey. And that's one thing that's a benefit about doing a full length album as opposed to EPs or singles, is that you can fit certain songs in different contexts, and it does feel like more of a journey instead. So each of those songs can kind of have their place, but they tell a bigger story together.
So you've touched on it a little bit already with going on tour. Now, what's the plan for that, and when are you coming to Christchurch?
Sure thing. So it's in a couple of weeks, I think, we start the tour. So we play in Otipoti on the 10th of June, and then the next day up in Otatahi on June the 11th, so the Saturday, we're playing at Dark Room. So it'll be ourselves and a band that myself and Josh are also in, but with other members, Zach from Koizilla and Lee from Thunder Cove. And so that band, Space Bats Attack. And so we joined by both of those, and also local band, Marsha, post-punk band. So super excited about that show. And then we head up to the North Island the week after, playing on the 16th and 17th.
So you guys, you're Dunedin born, basically, as a band. For those of us who don't kind of know much about kind of the music scene in Dunedin, is it a great place to birth music?
Yeah, definitely. I think I guess there'll certainly be some similarities with Dunedin and Christchurch in the fact that we don't get a lot of international music, or we get less international music making it down this far. So the local scene kind of sustains itself, and the community's strong together as well, because there's only so many venues to play at. And as you can see from the fact that we share a lot of band members across different projects, there's a sense of, you know, everyone's this kind of cross-pollination, everyone's working with each other. So so it's a great opportunity, and there's, you know, there's not really that the barriers to kind of playing at local venues. I guess the only barrier would be the lack of certain venues at times. Like, we're in a little bit of there's a lack of venues around, but it goes in, you know, bursts as well. So there's been times where there's been, you know, plenty, but now there's only few. But there's always kind of up and coming ideas and people, I don't know, starting initiatives to use different spaces. So I'm excited about what's going to come out of the city in the coming years as well.
Well, look, Dunedin has a storied history with producing, I mean, some great artists. And look, you'll be in that line as well. I'd say the album is so much fun. What were kind of some of the experiences you pulled from for some of these songs?
Sure. Some of it came from traveling and being abroad, and being kind of isolated or distanced from you know, my whānau and the like. But some came from just reflecting upon relationships, a bit of existentialism, the kind of, you know, meaning of existence, etc., as we all grapple with here and there. So I think it's the idea of sense of belonging, but whether it's in a sense of place, but also in the world, and also between people as well. It's about connection. And so, you know, though the album's called Entertainment, it's a bit of a kind of a point to, or ironic nod to, the fact that, you know, music is not just about entertainment. We don't make music just to entertain. It's actually about connecting with an audience, and, you know, that's been so much more, I don't know, potent in the last few years when we haven't been able to be there with audiences and connect back. So it's not a one-way street, it's a relationship, and, you know, that's what the album is kind of about, connections between people, with place, but also with music and audiences.
Well, that's a great segue there. And, you know, a lot of the artists I talk to, I guess, given the time and the world we live in, do mention isolation and how they kind of got through the pandemic. And you do get quite a mixed bag. But was it a particularly, like, creative time for you, or was it one of kind of creative block?
Yeah, a bit of both in some ways. I started Astarangu back in 2017, and then I headed overseas for a couple of years. So I didn't actually start playing again until after the first lockdown. And it was during that first lockdown that I realised that I'd been missing that sense of performance. It's only when you realise you don't have the opportunity to do it. But there's been times where, in other lockdowns, where you go, oh, well, now I've got this opportunity, I don't have to, you know, there's no social occasions, like, I can sit down and work on it. And then the time doesn't come, the ideas don't come. So I find I'm the most productive when I've got too much to do and you have to shove, you know, a bit of creative time, like, you know, half an hour, 40 minutes before you have to be somewhere. So, it can be a bit of a catch-22 sometimes with isolation. But I think it definitely reorders your priorities. I think that was the most important thing.
Well, they do say pressure makes diamonds. Anyway,
definitely.
Richard, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's a great debut album. You should be super proud. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Thank you so much. By me.
All right. And for our listeners out there, we're going to play Two Zuma off their new album. Enjoy.